Halloween is obviously coming up on Thursday, and one of the fun things to do in Halloween is trick-or-treating. When do you usually start with trick-or-treaters coming in Sloan?
They usually come in pretty early. I want to say I see them starting around like 5:30. As soon as it starts to get a little dark out there.
And when?
I was going to say, this year, though, we didn't move the clocks back, so it's going to be lighter a little later, so probably around 6.
When do they typically stop? Is there a time, or you know, or is there a instance where it's like once candy runs out, you know, that's when you kind of shut off the lights?
Oh yeah, when the candy runs out, we shut off the lights. But they usually come till around 9 o'clock.
How many kids do you usually get every year for trick or treating in Sloan?
Oh man, quite a bit. I want to say we probably get close to about 200 kids.
When was the latest that your doors ever rung? I mean, I'm sure that you've probably had some stories of like, you know, oh, this is really late for trick or treaters.
I want to say the latest is about 9:30, but they're usually pretty good. As soon as I turn the light off, they usually stop. But one year I left the light on a little late, and we were still getting them after 9.
All right, so what is the favorite candy of choice, whether it be what you're handing out every year or maybe in your own household? What's the favorite choices there?
Seems like those little packs of M&Ms, those seem to go a lot. You know, we get the little candy bars, but they're so small these days. Nobody wants those. They want the bags of M&Ms.